This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thanksgiving Morning Edition. We are live in the studio today, and I want to thank everybody and wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. The big news this morning, of course, is the fact that President Trump pardoned Lieutenant General retired Michael Flynn yesterday, gave him a full pardon. His slate has been wiped clean, and he can start over again. That's number one. And number two, let's not forget about the fact that we also have Sidney Powell, who last night chimed in with a tweet, filed two cases, one no bigger than the other. But right now we're going to go to the phone lines, and I do believe we've got Ron Edwards on the telephone line. Is that right?
Yes. Good morning.
Oh, it's that, too. And it's a big news night, and I know you're well aware of everything that's been going on.
Some of it, at least.
Did you hear about Sidney?
I've heard many things about it, but I heard...
Okay, well, then you don't know what happened last night, so we'll say the pledge and get moving. You ready?
Okay.
All right, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Sidney filed two major lawsuits yesterday. One in Georgia to get rid of the mail-in ballots, the absentee ballots, that they can't prove when they came in, signature envelopes are gone, all that. And the other one, in your state, Michigan, same reason.
Okay, yes. That's why I said I heard about some of the things she did. She filed in Michigan, and people are upset with her, of course. They're on local, they're denying, of course, the lawsuit and or the reasons for the lawsuit, and they're lying and continue to say that there were no abuses of any kind or whatever. But many of us know that there were truly abuses, and there were switching of many envelopes. You had a counting situation where this really blew my mind, Captain, where it was fractionalized. You could look at two votes. One for Biden, it's a complete number, one. And for Trump, it would be, for instance, three-quarters of one. And these type of irregularities that have been recognized, and that's part of the lawsuit that she's dealing with here in Michigan.
Well, in Georgia, 1.8 million absentee ballots were requested. 2.5 million came in.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Now, that's a difference of 700,000 that weren't asked for. Where the hell they come from?
Well, you know where that came from, Captain, these people.
Well, actually, I don't, and they're going to have to prove where they came from, but there is a discrepancy in the numbers. But here's what Sidney's asked for in your state as well as Georgia. She's asked for all the absentee ballots to be thrown out, all of them, because of the fraud that's there, using that as an information plus witnesses and all that. Now, it's never been done before, but each one of those states, they could say, okay, we're going to put it in the hands of the legislature to see what they want to do. How about that?
Well, in Michigan, you've got to, even though there's a Republican majority, they're very squeamish and kind of concerned.
Well, if it goes to the state legislature to decide, which they can vote and say the electors will have to be this way or that way. That's where they're at. But if they decide not to, and they decide to kick it up the line to the Supreme Court, they can do that too.
Now, that's probably what's going to have to happen to get a direct or an honest ruling on it.
Now, did you see what happened yesterday?
With a 5-4 majority.
Did you see what happened yesterday in the Supreme Court pertaining to New York's Governor Cuomo?
Yeah, the Supreme Court has blocked his limits on religious services.
And who cast the deciding vote?
Amy Barrett.
And who voted against it?
Of course, you know, our former...
John Roberts.
John Roberts.
Isn't that something?
Well, we spoke about that on one of our calls about how he's changed. Some people say that the reason why John Roberts has gone the way he is because they have something on him or whatever, and he's just knuckling under. I've heard that.
I've heard that too about the Georgia governor and about the Georgia Secretary of State.
Yeah,
that's amongst other things. Now, Whitmer, oh, by the way, yeah, I want to mention real quick here. Whitmer has a county in northern Michigan. The whole county just filed an article of impeachment against her.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. We'll see. It's going to be interesting how far this goes and how far it gets. It's just one county. It should have been many more counties because she has abused the entire state. Disappointed that only one county got enough gumption or whatever. A lot of us sign these things, but only one county went ahead with it with enough numbers to make a difference. We'll see how far it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more. And, by the way, good morning, George. Godfather, hope you're doing well. Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Ryan. And good morning, everybody in the chat room is chiming in. So, we shall return. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
In recent years, much has been done to try and eradicate our Thanksgiving holiday. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. As a little boy growing up in Cleveland, my dad taught me about the importance of Thanksgiving. He often reminded me that although there are those who hate our republic, but for some reason never have the intestinal fortitude to leave, but we the people are blessed to have been born in this land of plenty, where our Bill of Rights enumerates our inalienable rights, and the Constitution places restraints on government, or is supposed to. Dad would also talk to me about great Americans like the Pilgrims and Abraham Lincoln, who were motivated to declare days of thanksgiving and prayer. And other great Americans like Frederick Douglass, who grew to love and give thanks for being in America despite the worldwide practice of slavery. Dad taught me that if we as Americans have problems, we should seek providential guidance and give thanks for our real solutions, so that we would always be that sweet land of liberty and justice for all. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And, of course, Flip wanted me to say this, so are you ready there, Mr. Edwards?
I'm ready.
Ron Edwards is with us, and there you go. Flip is going to give me a big thumbs up here like he did before. So, anyway, and we appreciate the fans, you know, liking all that sort of stuff. So there you go. All right. Back to your governor. Where was this county at that sued the governor for impeachment? Where's this county at? Is it up north?
Yeah, it's northern Michigan. Yeah.
So it's like a tourist area, maybe?
It's a smaller, I don't know how much tourism it is, but it's a smaller population county, and a lot of good folks up there, though. It's a nice area.
Well, hunting, fishing, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and of course they can't have anything going on up there because of all this, and she's pretty much put a bunch of people out of business, probably.
Absolutely. A lot of restaurants, things of that nature. But I have seen what I've seen in my own county, in the last couple of nights, a lot of businesses were open despite her shutdowns, a lot of traffic. And it's like a lot of people are saying, you know, screw it, because it's live or die.
Well,
and we're not going to have any businesses open. I mean, she wants to shut down the gyms, the workout facilities, and you need to go to work out. I mean, if you don't have your own equipment at home like I do, you need to go to the gym if you want to. And, you know, that's to take care of your health and all.
Whatever happened to walking around the block?
Oh, of course. Well, you know, that's one form of working out or exercise. But
yeah, you walk around the block. And I've seen people in the morning when I go home. Of course, it's still dark. And they're doing shadow boxing, going up and down the street. And maybe they got barbell, or not barbells, those little dumbbells they carry. And yeah, waving them up and down with their arms and all that, you know, it's all part of it. But yeah, where do you think it's going to go? I mean, what's going to happen in Michigan?
Well, it's just going to come to a head. It's just going to come to a head between those who agree with her stupidly and those of us who do not. And I think it's just going to continue to get bigger and bigger as more and more people are affected negatively by her policies. That's the reason why the effort is growing, is because more and more people are finally horribly affected. And, you know, in the past, there weren't that many people actively against her. In fact, I've been invited to come and speak at a Stop the Steal rally at the state capitol this Saturday. And they're expecting thousands there because we've had it.
Now, wait a minute. You can't assemble and they're going to have thousands in the Capitol?
That's right.
I guess you can't.
That's what I'm saying.
I guess you can't enforce it.
And they're not going to enforce it because many of the sheriffs are on our side.
Did you hear about Maryland?
In what regard?
let me get this in here. The police that are enforcing the rule about how many people can be in these little different groups. And they actually put together a patrol, and they're out. Here it is. Maryland Governor Hogan announces deployment of high-visibility coronavirus compliance units. They've actually got vehicles out there that says coronavirus compliance on them.
You know, this is just another attack on...
And that guy's a Republican, by the way.
Yeah, no, he's a rhino. He's a no-good Nick. He's an anti-Trumper, and...
Well, all of the above.
He's crazy. Just another attack on our rights, an abuse of our rights, and part of it is motivation because of his hatred of Donald Trump. He's willing to abuse the people of that state. But believe it or not, a lot of people in Maryland agree with that.
Well, I would believe it. Okay, now...
Before I go, I just want to take the time to, if it's okay with you, to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and to remind everybody, despite all of the crazy things that are going on in our government and this, that, and the other, that we should still remain thankful for being in this country and thankful for the freedom to fight against this tyranny that is being brought upon us. And look to God for providential guidance in these times, and continue to give thanks, and we will come all this net.
Well, they need to have some divine intervention here, because otherwise it ain't going to happen. I don't see it happening. We don't have a judge that wants to step up and do what needs to be done here yet.
We continue to press on, and many times in history, and you know this, Captain, when it looks like it was over, God did intervene.
Yeah, well, we've never been in this. Right. We've never been in this situation before. Not ever. And it's going to be a first all the way around. But it's got to go to the Supreme Court. And that's where things have to be decided. And if they say, okay, we'll decide the election in the Congress, then boom, that's where it's going. But if they say, well, the state legislatures can decide it, then boom, that's where it's going. And if they do that, we're in the same position we are in the Congress. There's more Republican state legislatures than there are Democrats. And the Democrats know they'll lose.
Yeah. And ultimately, and I'm still standing by my original predictions, ultimately we, the people, are going to win in this situation, despite how it looks right now.
Okay. Question. What happens if we don't?
I'm not going to, you know what, Captain? I'm focused on victory, and that's what we all
okay.
should be doing.
But yeah. we need to prepare for what happens if it doesn't happen. Now, what am I going to do? I'm going to lead the resistance, and it's going to be a different type of resistance. It's going to be the America First movement. Again, we're going to keep that going.
Of course.
Because guess who's going to get rid of it?
Be prepared to fight, but we should be fighting right now for victory in the situation the way it is now. But, of course, be prepared just in case we lose. But I believe we're going to win. I really do. Maybe it sounds crazy, but I really believe we're going to win.
We got till now, December 14th. Because when it goes to the Electoral College and they decide it, that's bye-bye, see ya. So we'll see. But it could happen. Am I holding my breath? Nope.
Don't do that. Just keep the fight up.
Well, that's what I do on the radio.
Amen. Amen.
I do it six nights a week from this side to the other side and all around the world. And we have a lot of people chiming in wanting to wish happy Thanksgiving. A lot of military folks have chimed in tonight from different points around the world, including South Korea and the Philippines and, let's see here, Indonesia, Kuwait, Iraq, Afghanistan. I'm getting comments from Europe. Different units that are telling me they're listening, and we appreciate and we salute the military wherever they're at, whatever they're doing. Thank you for being that watchman on the wall.
Yeah, thank God for our military. Thank God for all you all do, because without you, our wonderful military, our freedoms are guaranteed to be gone. And thank you for representing the United
yep.
States so well around the world.
And guess what shirt I'm wearing tonight?
The red, white, and blue one.
Blue Lives Matter. I've got the blue flag, and I've got the pin that says Blue Lives Matter. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. Bye. Actually, Friday. Doggone it. I think I'm going to be on the show Friday. I forgot all about that. All right. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Trump on Wednesday tweeted that he had granted a full pardon to former National Security Advisor, retired Army General Michael Flynn. A Department of Justice spokesperson said the department was not consulted, but that this is obviously an appropriate use of the president's pardon power. The Supreme Court steps in to protect houses of worship in New York. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10 and 25-person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agadath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back.
Visit Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, on our flagship Salem radio station, AM860, The Answer. Our special guest right now is Donald Trump, currently the GOP 2016 presidential frontrunner. And Mr. Trump, welcome to the program and congratulations on your recent primary victory in New Hampshire.
Well, thank you very much. It was such an honor. They're great people in New Hampshire, and we really hit it off. Very, very special people.
Yeah, and I got a lot of friends up there, and they were happy with the result, I'll tell you that. Now, Tampa,
oh, that's great.
Tampa, sir, where I'm at, is the home to CENTCOM and MacDill Air Force Base, and it's the operations center for the Global War on Terror. And I received a message from one of my military friends, a commander overseas in Afghanistan, and he asked me a question to ask you, so here I go.
Okay.
Captain, please ask Mr. Trump, we have a problem over here. My men, my women are being shot at with bullets, with RPGs, IEDs around them. We have rules of engagement. We have the JAG lawyers with us. Our hands are tied. What we have in our gun sights, we can't take out the enemy. What would you, Mr. Trump, do to help us succeed in our mission to destroy the enemy?
Very, very simple. And I've heard that question so many times, you can't even believe it. I would wipe them out. I would take off all the bars. And the bars come right out of the White House. They're not allowed to fight. We're not allowed to win anymore. We don't win at anything. We don't win with trade. We don't win with anything. And I would absolutely let them go and clean them out, because I've heard this from so many. We've had cases where we're right on the cusp of absolutely wiping out a very, you know, important group of the enemy. And we're told, do not go any further. It's just insane. So I would tell him, he would be very happy with me as the commander-in-chief, believe me.
Well, thank you very much, and I know he's going to hear this, so we appreciate your answer.
Good.
Now,
good,
the other
good.
Thing we have here, sir, you're coming into one of the largest VA facilities in the United States, the C.W. Bill Young Bay Pines facilities here, one of the premier facilities, certainly top five in the country. And we also have another facility called James A. Haley in Tampa. There's been a number of problems in the VA. I know you're aware of them. And having been a veteran myself, I've gone through some of the waiting times myself. But I have a suggestion to make. How about trying to privatize the VA and let the VA and the veterans do what they can do under the Choice Act and go where they think the treatment is the best for them to get? How's that for a great
idea?
Well,
you know, it's interesting that you say that, Captain, because I have a plan, a policy plan that's up on my website. And basically it says exactly that. It says that when they wait, you know, some of these people are waiting 5 days, 4 days, 6 days, and then after that the doctor goes on vacation. You know, it's like incredible. And they're dying in waiting rooms. They're dying waiting. And that's not going to happen with me. And I have a plan where people, if they have waits, and we could take it a step further, which is don't even wait, just go direct. But if they're waiting for long periods of time and you know, somebody has really got problems, and even without having the big problems, they go into the local hospital or local doctors and they get the problem taken care of. It gets paid for. We save a life, and it's probably a hell of a lot cheaper than what's going on right now. So it's a very similar plan. And it's even common sense. And you have doctors that don't have business, and you have hospitals that are doing very badly. You go into these hospitals and you take care of it. They'll give you great care, and they could use the business. It's just incredible that nobody does this.
And, you know, there's another problem here. A lot of the administrators at the top of the food chain that get these six-figure salaries at the Veterans Administration have never been in the military. They don't understand what it's like to walk in a combat woman or man's boots. That's a problem. I think we need to have military people at the top of the ladder.
Yeah, it's incredible. You hear these stories, it's incredible. And I don't know that that's the biggest thing, because if they were really good administrators, you wouldn't care too much. But they're making tremendous salaries, and they're not doing the job. And I actually hear some of the doctors are excellent. Some of the doctors and nurses that are in there are excellent. I've heard that from a lot of the vets. They said the doctors are really good. In some cases, they say they're great. But, you know, the administration, and to get them in and get the, you know, doctors to see them is just horrendous. So I will tell you what, we'll straighten out the VA for once and for all. It is a mess, and it's gotten worse and worse. Every year it gets worse. And, you know, you have Obama, and they do throw the money. They keep throwing money, but it gets stolen. And, you know, the abuse, the waste, the fraud is incredible. So we are going to straighten out the VA. And I look forward to talking about it tomorrow, frankly.
Yeah, and we will talk about your big rally here in Tampa in just a couple minutes. But the economy and jobs, sir, are first and foremost on a lot of people's minds. Down here in Florida, we have the young people that are obviously trying to find work and trying to find decent jobs. And then we have the older folks that come down here and retire, and now they're being forced because their retirement's been squandered up by either poor investments or no cold cost of living increase with Social Security. They're having to go out and do whatever they can to work. And, oh, by the way, most of the jobs being created are part-time jobs. I know you've got a plan to try to do something there. Would you please tell it to the listeners?
I do have a plan, a big plan, and you're right. Many of the jobs, in fact, all these jobs you hear in this phony job rate of, you know, when they say it's 5%, it's really 25%, because when you give up looking for a job, you're considered not employed. So, you know, it's taken off the roll statistically. So what happens is we have false reports, and that was done by politicians years ago, so they always look good. We're going to bring our jobs back from China. We're bringing them back from Mexico. We're going to create jobs. We're going to create a dynamic economy again. Big tax cuts for the middle class, big tax cuts for small business and business in general, and it's going to be a whole different thing. And we're going to make sure our trade agreements are good, because China and all these countries are ripping us off like nobody has ever ripped this country before. So we are going to make, we're going to create jobs. You know, what part of the reason you have part-time jobs so much, because right now we're like a part-time job society. Because Obamacare, if you keep under the 28 number, what they do is, you know, you have a part-time job and you don't have to go with Obamacare if you're an employer. So people are having a small number of part-timers because they want to keep under a certain number so they don't have to go into Obamacare and they don't have to go into the expensive health care problem. And Obamacare is going to be repealed and replaced. We're going to replace it with something good. But it's creating, on top of everything else, you have a lot of people that had full-time jobs that are now made part-time in the same company. And their whole life they've been full-time because of Obamacare. So a lot of people don't know that, but it's a disgrace.
Well, it is true. And a lot of the people that are listening to my show have actually received increases of their health insurance. It's doubled in some cases. Some cases it's even higher than that. And they know what you're talking about. This is one of those states where we've been hit hard by Obamacare. Now,
everybody's been hit hard. Honestly, Captain, everybody's been hit hard.
Yes, sir.
There's no state that hasn't been. And, you know, people are talking about 35, 45, 55% increases in their premiums. Mm-hmm. Their deductible is so high that unless they get hit by a truck, they're never going to be able to use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horror show. And we're going to have a great health plan. We're going to get rid of the borders, you know, the phony borders around each state, so that insurance companies can compete for the business. Right now, it's like a monopoly deal in every state. And wait till you see what happens. It'll be beautiful.
And, Mr. Trump, one last question before we get into the event coming up tomorrow night. America's First Responders on September 11, 2001 in New York City. Many of them were Red Cross volunteers, Salvation Army, churches, people down there trying to collect the animals and get them together, construction workers, firefighters. I was there. I told you that. A lot of people have come down with cancer and lung diseases or worse.
Right.
And because their name might not have been on a log that day or days afterwards, now they're sick. Now they need help. Nobody's helping them. What would you do to help those people?
Well, I'd certainly look at it. If I get, you know, fortunate enough to be in the position, I don't want that position for myself, by the way, President. I want it because, you know, our theme is Make America Great Again.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get into the position where it's a meaningful, you know, where I can do something meaningful, I will tell you, I will be looking at that because I have plenty of people that are saying the same thing and they didn't realize it until years later.
Right.
And we're going to take a look at it.
All right. Well, that was the, at that time, candidate Donald Trump when he came through, and I had the honor of interviewing him, and that was before he did a rally here in Tampa. That was when it all started back in 2016, and I was very fortunate to be in that position. And, you know, he kept every promise that he made. He told people what he was going to do, and he did everything. And that's the thing that we all love about him, because the man is a man of his word. And if you don't do what you say you're going to do, then you have no credibility at all. And by the way, Biden, are you kidding me? And his cronies, first thing they want to do, well, the first 100 days, we're going to make all the illegals legal. Okay. And who's going to pay for that? George, you are. Eric, you are. Ron, you are. Wally, you are. I could go on, but I don't need to, but you get my drift. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Still got another segment to go here on this Thanksgiving Day.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. Any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And by the way, Friday, you can meet me at Moss Nissan up at Newport Richey. I'll be there at 12 noon. And it's the Moss Nissan Secret Sale Event. Now, you could enjoy huge savings on your new or pre-owned vehicle because a lot of people are preferring to drive this year for the holidays, and now it's the time to really get a nice upgrade in your new vehicle or a certified pre-owned for visiting your friends or relatives for Christmas or New Year's and beyond. And if you come up there to Moss Nissan in Newport Richey on Friday and you come up to me, during the sale, I'll have a little something to help your deal even make your deal even better. Now, the secret sale is this Friday at every Moss Nissan and Acura location, and I'll be at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey at 19 and State Route 54, beginning at 12 noon. So I'll see you there. Okay, is this our new recruit, Todd?
Yes, sir, boss.
Remember, you have a job.
I'm ready. Where do I report? When do I?
Colonel Jim.
I'm ready. I don't have his number. I don't have his contact information. Whatever I need, I'll do it.
Well, I want to make sure that I've got your number, and I do. So I'll give him your number.
Okay, boss. I'm ready to go. Ready to go. Whatever it takes.
Fire away.
Let's get down to business here, ladies and gentlemen. You see, you don't have to be a Phi Beta Kappa from Harvard to figure out that the judge there, when Rudy Giuliani said there's 590,000 votes for Biden and 3,200 for Trump, okay? Something's fishy in Denmark, okay? You can see the corruption there, okay? Donald Trump won in a landslide. You know it, I know it, everybody knows it, okay? They shut the thing down at nighttime. They didn't even give Florida. I remember I was listening to you and Bill Bunkley. And Bill Bunkley at 8:23 said, Florida is already done. Florida's over.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't even put the delegates up for Trump. They wouldn't even say that. Then they tried the hokey-doke and say Arizona is, well, you know. They called Arizona on Fox for Biden. Now get out of here, man. Donald Trump won Georgia. He won Pennsylvania. He won Wisconsin, Michigan. When you take the 50,000 votes out of Detroit that they stuffed in there, and you take the votes out of Milwaukee that they stuffed in there, and you take the votes out of Pennsylvania, and Donald Trump won in a landslide. And this goes to the faith and credibility of the United States, because you know what? You can't do no business with the United States. If we're like going to be like Russia and China and these other countries that cheat to win, okay, then you can't do no business with us, okay? So you know, they say, oh, the good faith and credit of the United States. We don't have no good faith. We don't have no good faith. We don't have no righteousness because of the corruption right here, okay? So let me say something here. You need to, if it's the judge who needs to research, if it's the legislature, and I know all y'all are on the tape. I know they passed out all the money and y'all are sitting on your hands and trying to, you know, let this go by. But no, Jesus don't take no bribe. Jesus stands for righteousness. And if I have to stand with Jesus Christ by myself against the whole world to say Donald Trump won in a landslide, that's what I'm going to do, because I can't be bought off. I stand up for righteousness. Donald Trump won fair and square. Okay. And that's the bottom line. And
okay. Everybody
knows it. Don't tell me prove it. Give me that nonsense. You're a Democrat. You're a left-wing, hardcore leftist. Donald Trump won in a landslide, and that's the bottom line here. Let's stand up for righteousness and keep on fighting these corrupt pieces of garbage. God bless you, Captain. Peace.
All right. And happy Thanksgiving, Todd. Now, don't forget about my friends Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They'll be open Black Friday, just like everybody else. Down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. And remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by Black Friday, see Jill and the gang in the store, and remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. You know, Thanksgiving is an interesting time of the year, because now everybody wants to remind you about Christmas. And last week and the week before, I saw the Christmas lights going up in my neighborhood. And it's like, wow, it gets earlier every year. So the commercialization, and there's not much difference between Thanksgiving and Christmas, is just right in your face. So sale after sale after sale after sale after sale. But I want you to think about something. Toys for Tots. The Marines. I bought a couple of things the other day. And I put them in the Toys for Tots bins. And you can do that too. Or any other charity that's giving out things for the young ones. Because remember, no matter how bad you got it, somebody else has it a whole bunch worse. Remember that. So, try to do the best you can to help your friends and neighbors out. And by the way, when you see the first responders today, the ambulance drivers, the police, the fire, even the tow truck drivers, taxi drivers, all the people that are working, make sure you give them a special thank you. Say, thanks for what you're doing. Even the people in the grocery store or the drugstore, whatever, give them a thank you. Let them know you care. Watch their face light up. All right. Well, we're going to finish things off today a little differently because we do things a little bit different than what people do on holidays. So I'm going to start this going, and we'll go from there.
I am who I say I am, not who you say I am. I'm an American. I'll be who I want to be, not who you let me be. I'm an American. You lie and you justify all the wrong things you call right. That's not American.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Bye, shotgun. Bye, shotgun.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.